Campfire is brought to you by
The Campfire After Dark live experience. The villain era is returning to New York City. Tickets have gone on sale right now, and live stream tickets are available, plus meet and greets for those that will be attending the show in person. So if you want to hear hot topics, Real Housewives recaps, and so much more, and an opportunity to ask me questions live and in person, this is your time. We're bringing the Campfire After Dark live experience back to New York City's The Green Room 42. More information on how you can get tickets, live stream tickets, meet and greet tickets, and more will be available in the description. Come meet me on Friday, September 12th at The Green Room 42 for the Campfire After Dark live experience, The Villain Era. I'll see you guys soon.
You're listening to Campfire here on the Campfire Radio Network.
The Sean Diddy Combs trial has started, and I told you that I would give you an update when it's pertinent. So a lot of things have happened today, including they have chosen the 12 jurors that will decide Diddy's fate. Not only that, we have a minute-by-minute update in regards to the opening statements and witness testimony. This is your Diddy trial update. And as I've mentioned before, and I will let you guys let me know if you want me to do a daily update or should I do it as pertinent information comes out. It just feels like, at least now, since the trial is starting, there's a lot of information coming out. Some information that might be new to you, some information that might or might not surprise you. So let me just get into this. I'm going to break this down because shout out to our friends over at the New York Post and shout out to all the journalists that are covering this day by day. Shout out to Law and Crime. All of these platforms are doing superb coverage. Here, we're going to give you at least a summation of some of that information. And today, we're relying on our friends over at the New York Post in regards to a minute-by-minute update in regards to how everything is played out from this morning. So today, they decided, and if you missed my other update, I let you guys know that the judge did not want to make any sort of decisions in regards to the jury on Friday because he didn't want there to be drop-offs when it comes to the jury. So today, this morning, they finalized their jurors, okay? So we'll get to that in just a second. The New York Post reminds us this, that in regards to earlier today, what was playing out, they said opening statements are expected Monday at the Sean Diddy Combs S trafficking trial, where the one-time hip-hop kingpin is charged with forcing women into a marathon drug-fueled sex sessions. A jury of 12 New Yorkers will decide whether the embattled rap mogul 55 led his Bad Boy Records label as a criminal racket that orchestrated and covered up a slew of crimes, including coercing his romantic partners into so-called freak-offs, day-long sex romps with male S workers, who some people have spoken today, and we'll go through some of the witness testimony in just a second. Again, we're getting minute by minute updates. So some of this stuff I will have to refresh. They do share photos of Sean Diddy Combs' family arriving, including his mother and that wig. Sorry, I had to. And his children. Here's the thing. The minute I knew the children were going to be there, but then I'm thinking, especially now, if you've seen some of the testimony that's come out, including an S worker saying that Diddy made me do something, go to the bathroom, urinate into Cassie's mouth. And all of this stuff is, yes, grown adults, legal, not illegal. Do you want your children hearing these details? That's the quandary for me. But I guess at the end of the day, what's important is the fact that they're there. And that is to help to say that he's a family man. This is to influence the jury. So that's what's happening here. But again, should the children be seeing this and hearing these details? Lord. But okay. Anyway, so you see photos of the family arriving this morning, including his mother, his twins, Justin, Christian, Quincy. We did a weekend update on the podcast, giving you an update on an interview that Albie Shore recently did talking about Diddy and his new book. Okay. So the New York Post also writes this. They said Sean Diddy Combs' elderly mother and two of his children arrived at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan on Monday morning when opening statements are expected in the federal S trafficking trial. as I mentioned to you before, it wasn't just the two children. They're reporting minute by minute as these things were playing out earlier this morning. They also report, they said Sean Diddy Combs gave a thumbs up to people in the gallery as he entered the courtroom just before 9 a.m. and hugged his lawyer before sitting down at the defense table between two of them. I heard that he also sent a heart, like he put his two heart, made a heart with his hands to his family. He's wearing a light gray sweater over a crisp white shirt and has a black pair of reading glasses on. He has a fleet of eight lawyers with him, as well as a jury consultant, and his family members are seated in the second row of the gallery behind him, including his 84-year-old mother, Janice Combs, and some of his children. At this particular point, they say the judge had not arrived. Another update. The jury was finalized in this case. So a jury of 12 members and six alternates were finalized for Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial at around 9:45 a.m. as his lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, claimed prosecutors made racially motivated strikes. Your Honor, I want to note that the government has struck seven black people out of the nine strikes, Agnifilo said, later adding he thinks it shows a pattern. But prosecutor Maureen Comey defended the government's use of strikes. The government has conducted itself completely neutrally. We have not had any bias whatsoever, Comey said, before laying out the rationale for some of the strikes. So they continue, said the Judge Arun Subramanian, he wasn't persuaded by Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers' claim that there were any racial bias behind the juror strikes used by prosecution. Combs' lawyer and prosecutors were both allotted a certain amount of strikes for potential jurors whom they didn't want on the final panel of 12 members and six alternates. But after the rapid-fire strikes were laid out first thing Monday morning, Combs' lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, claimed prosecutors were racially biased in using seven of their nine strikes to omit black people from the jury. Prosecutor Maureen Comey again defended each strike as being neutral. They were repeating that here. All right, so here is the gender and race breakdown of the jury. One of the other things that I mentioned in the Diddy update that we gave you the other day was the fact that they were not sequestering these jurors. And I said, that's concerning to me. Later this week, our friend, allegedly Stephanie, will be dropping by to share her thoughts on some of what's been playing out since last week in the jury selection and what's been playing out this week. So stay tuned for that. As always, I'm trying to give us an educated understanding of what is playing out. So we will be bringing experts like Stephanie here on the channel. So here's the breakdown of the jury. The jury at Sean Diddy Combs' trial is comprised of eight men and four women. Four of the jurors are white, while the rest are non-white. So they could be black, they could be Hispanic. The panel will remain anonymous throughout the trial that is slated to end by July 4th. Damn, just in time for the summer? The judge has started giving the jury instructions ahead of opening statements. Let me see here. I want to just, and I'm going to keep my fourth wall in, y'all, just because I wanted to see how much information I can give you in regards to this. So, okay, so they're describing, the New York Post does include a description of all the jurors. So I will kind of give you a little idea of who the jurors are. Juror one, they said a white man, 69, from Manhattan, who works as a massage therapist and listens to jazz. He is a trained actor, single, and has no kids. One of his female relatives was a victim of DV, which Combs' lawyer used to try to get him booted off. Juror two, a white man, 31, from Manhattan, who is an investment analyst, attends a country club in Connecticut, plays video games, and listens to orchestra music. He saw the video of Combs beating ex-girlfriend and soon-to-be witness, Cassie Ventura, but he says that he's a blank slate. Juror number three, a man of color, 51, from Manhattan, with a PhD in neuroscience, who listens to opera. He also saw the beating video. I mean, it was hard to avoid. It was everywhere when it came out. Juror four, a woman of color, 30, from the Bronx, who works at a deli at a city supermarket, likes hip hop and says that she only gets her news from word of mouth. Her relative was once arrested for bank theft. Juror 5, a black woman, 42, from Manhattan, who works as a dietary aide at a nursing home. She says that she doesn't watch the news and is a fan of Harry Potter. She once got a ticket for drinking in public. Juror 6, a man of color, 41, from the Bronx, who works in communications at a city residential treatment facility, reads the New York Post and listens to 90s hip hop. Don't we all? Juror 7, an Asian man, 68, from Westchester County, who retired from a financial company, watches Fox and CNN and plays cricket and volleyball. Cricket? Juror 8, a white man, 68, from Westchester, who retired from Verizon and is into bowling, hiking, rock and roll, says that he is squeamish, doesn't like violence, and says that he's seen the Ventura video. Juror 9 is a black woman, 43, of Westchester, who works as a physician's assistant, says she doesn't read a lot of news, but watches Netflix and likes to dance and listen to hip-hop and R&B. Juror 10, a white man, 67, of Westchester, who works as a logistics analyst and listens to news radio on the way to work. He likes watching Survivor and does woodworking. Juror 11 is a black man, 39, the Bronx, who is a social worker and listens to Afrobeats. Juror 12, a black woman, 74, of Manhattan, with a Bachelor's of Science degree, and gets her news from outlets such as the New York Times and ABC. So I just want to give you an idea of the jurors, and there will be 6 alternates. We don't have any information on them at this particular time, but let's continue to see the updates from throughout the day from the New York Post. Let me just scroll up. They said hundreds, yes, and based on the footage that I saw from Law and Crime and YouTube channel, there are a lot of people out there. You can't even identify who's press, who's a fan, or who's media, that kind of thing. So, or, you know, blogs and things like that. I'm not out in those streets because that just sounds like pointless. I'd much rather be here where I can get all of the information, but I get it. I appreciate everyone that's out there doing their work. All right. So they show the different photos of everyone that's out there for this trial. The New York Post continues. It says prosecutors say that Sean Diddy Combs committed sex trafficking other crimes again and again. Prosecutor Emily Johnson told jurors during opening statements at Sean Diddy Combs' sex trial that while the disgraced music producer was a larger-than-life businessman, he committed crimes again and again. Opening statements started at around 10:30 a.m. this morning in the highly anticipated trial. She says, "This is Sean Combs," said Johnson, as she dramatically extended her right arm and pointed at the Bad Boy Records founder sitting at the defense table. "To the public, he was Puff Daddy or Diddy. He was a businessman, larger than life," Emily said. "But there was another side of him." Johnson said that he committed a slew of crimes, including S crimes, kidnapping, arson, bribery, some of which he carried out again and again. According to the New York Post, they said that prosecutor Emily Johnson told jurors that Sean Diddy Combs allegedly threatened to release humiliating videos of his then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura having sex with male S workers. The videos were, quote, souvenirs of the most humiliating nights of her life, Johnson said, of the footage Combs allegedly took of the coerced sex marathons he forced Ventura into. And they're reporting that possibly that Cassie could be testifying today. There was footage of her husband at the courthouse. At this particular time, I don't see that. And I believe the court is about to be over, so maybe she'll come back tomorrow. But they're saying more than likely Cassie will be testifying this week. And Cassie is very pregnant. I saw video footage of her. She's very pregnant right now. And this is a lot to take on. So they continue. They said that the bombshell S trafficking trial against Sean Diddy Combs will not be televised, as it is taking place inside the Manhattan federal court where cameras are prohibited. This is why drawings by courtroom artists are common in federal cases, they remind us. So in regards to the jurors hearing disturbing allegations of freak-offs, so the prosecutor Emily Johnson described one freak-off where Cassie Ventura felt like that she was choking when Sean Diddy Combs made an escort urinate in her mouth. Johnson said that Ventura, his former girlfriend, on and off girlfriend, longtime on and off girlfriend, would tell jurors herself about the alleged degrading incident that took place when the rapper began introducing her to so-called freak-off sessions, where he forced her to take part in sex with male S workers while pleasuring himself and recording the video. They then go on to say the jurors were told that they see surveillance footage of the notorious 2016 incident where Sean Diddy Combs allegedly viciously beat then girlfriend Cassie Ventura in a hotel hallway. As I said to you before, there were reports from the Breakfast Club, Lauren, last week saying that they have it in their arsenal, but weren't sure if they were going to use it or not. It looks like they're going to use it in this case, according to today's report. So they said jurors were told that they were going to see the surveillance video. The prosecutor, Emily Johnson, says, "You will see video of the defendant brutally beating Cassie during a freak-off at a Los Angeles hotel," referencing the incident that took place at the Intercontinental Hotel in Century City. Sean Diddy Combs is a, quote, complicated man, and prosecutors will try to paint consensual relationships. This is what his attorneys are saying. Consensual relationships between adults as nefarious, his defense attorney, Tenny Garrigo, said in her opening statement.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Sean Combs is a complicated man, but this is not a complicated case. This case is about love, jealousy, infidelity, and money. This case is about voluntary adult choices made by capable adults in consensual relationships. Diddy's lawyers continued. His defense lawyer, Tenny Garrigos, argued that the bombshell trial against her fallen music producer client wasn't really about S trafficking, but admitted he committed domestic violence. "We take full responsibility that there was domestic violence in this case," Garrigos told jurors. "DV is not S trafficking. I want to say it again, DV is not S trafficking." So they continue. It says Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer, Tenny Garrigos, argued that while jurors will hear testimony about the music mogul swinger's lifestyle and kinky sex, that doesn't make him a criminal. "You might hear about kinky sex, which may make you uncomfortable. How does that make his children feel? It may not be what you would do in your bedroom, but you are here to judge whether the government actually proved what they charged Sean Diddy Combs with." They said they did not, the defense attorney claims. So in a continuation in regards to this up-to-date report, they said Sean Diddy Combs' gray hair may have shocked jurors at the start of the S trafficking trial, and that could help him, experts say. The 55-year-old music mogul turned accused criminal perv doesn't have access to his hair dye in jail, and first revealed his graying hair in court a few months ago. Although the public only saw it in sketches, it's like full on white. Based on the sketch, he doesn't even look like himself. "The fact that jurors are seeing his gray in person may now work in Combs' favor," jury consultant Alan Turkheimer told Us Magazine. "The hope is that given the lascivious nature of some of the alleged acts he participated in, the jury sees a more seasoned and grown-up version of his former self." Los Angeles criminal defense attorney Joshua Ritter added, "One of the central questions jurors have in their head is, could this person have committed these crimes? And if you're looking over at someone who appears gray hair, gray beard, dressed in kind of a sweater, and doesn't look like the kind of person that would commit that sorts of atrocities that are going to be alleged, that might play at least at a subconscious role in their heads." And all of that's strategic. They probably dressed him up looking like Bill Cosby, but Bill Cosby and how people view Bill Cosby has been strongly tainted, just saying. All right, let's continue. And I'm giving you an overview, guys, just give you an update. And I will refresh this before I end this. I'm going to keep this full. I'm not going to really edit this too much, just so that you're getting everything. In continuation of the New York Post's coverage of this, they updated us. They says videos of Sean Diddy Combs allegedly recorded of freak-off sessions will prove that women he's accused of coercing actually consented to take part in these S marathons, defense attorney Tenney Garagos argued. These videos are powerful evidence that it was consensual. Are they going to show this in court? Oh, God. Meanwhile, prosecutors claim that while the women appear to be enjoying themselves in the recordings, Combs plied them with drugs and directed them as a part of a sick fantasy. The first witness expected after the lunch break, and this is where I was hearing details about this. So this is where they took a break. I'm going to just scroll past that because, damn, Cassie is 8 months pregnant. I can't even imagine, first of all, the stress of preparing for this case and then to confront your alleged, alleged abuser. I don't know how she's doing it, but I got to give her kudos. And for all of you that want to constantly say that this woman was an equal participant, if you read that lawsuit, this woman was in an abusive relationship. And if you don't understand abuse, please see your way out of this conversation. Because what she went through and the fact that she's going to testify, oh, I give her so much credit. The New York Post says that Cassie Ventura is expected to begin testifying later Monday about the alleged horrific abuse that she suffered at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, Sean Diddy Combs, all while she's 8 months pregnant. So Ventura, as you know, who dated the Bad Boys producer on and off for about 10 years, will take the witness stand and will likely have to testify in embarrassing detail about allegedly being physically abused by Combs and being forced by him to have sex with male strippers while he pleasured himself in recorded video. Jurors will have the opportunity to see the fact that Ventura is very far along in her pregnancy as she comes in and out of the courtroom. I don't know if she has testified yet. I will refresh this just to see if she has. They're showing more footage of the family arriving back in court again. You have to remember, his twin daughters are only 18 years old. His other daughter that he had at the same time as the twin daughters, she's also like 18, 19. She's not 19 now. Quincy's there. I mean, Quincy's grown, but still that's like your father figure. Your son, Christian Combs, Justin Combs, all there. God, that's a lot. All right. So we know about the baby oil of it all. So they said during opening arguments, Sean Diddy Combs' defense lawyer, Tenney Garagos, said there's nothing wrong with Combs' loving baby oil because it's not a crime. You may know of his love of baby oil. Is that a federal crime? No, Garagos told the jury shortly before lunch. The feds found 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube that were used during freak-off sessions at Combs' home in Miami and Los Angeles, according to the indictment. So, Israel Flores, a security guard at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles, is the prosecution's first witness. He's expected to testify about a caught-on-video incident in which Sean Diddy Combs allegedly brutally brutally beat his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. All right. Flores, now a police officer with the Los Angeles PD, testified that he was in the Intercontinental Hotel in Century City during the March 15, 2016 assault. He says, I received a call saying that there's a woman in distress on the sixth floor. When asked by prosecutors whom he saw on the floor, he said that he observed a man and a woman in the elevator lobby. Mr. Combs, Sean Combs, he said, before identifying Combs in the courtroom. They continue, let me see. Okay, so Sean Diddy Combs offered, according to the New York Post and according to the testimony in court, a hotel security guard a stack of money topped with a $100 bill, telling him to take care of this following the disgraced music mogul's notorious 2016 caught-on-video beating of his then-girlfriend. Israel Flores, then a security guard at the Intercontinental Hotel in Century City, Los Angeles, approached Combs after he saw a vicious fight on security cameras involving what turned out to be Combs and Ventura. Cassie Ventura had a purple eye and kept repeating, "I just want to leave," after Sean Combs allegedly beat and kicked her at the Los Angeles hotel in 2016. Combs allegedly flew into a rage when he thought hotel staff were recording him following the caught on video attack, according to the then security guard Israel Flores. Flores told jurors that he was forced to pin the music mogul to a wall when Combs went to grab the front desk manager's phone. They said that the jury is being shown the notorious 2016 hotel surveillance video of Sean Diddy Combs visually assaulting his then girlfriend. The disturbing video, as you know, depicts Combs shirtless with a towel around his waist, dragging Ventura out of a hotel elevator, tossing her to the floor, kicking her, and then dragging her out of the hallway. Combs, with his elbows resting on the table, watched the video playing on a monitor placed on the defense table as jurors viewed it from their own screens. Damn. On the first day, they're playing this. The New York Post had footage. They said Alex Fine, who's 32, who's married to R&B singer Cassie, one of Sean Diddy Combs' alleged victims, is at the Manhattan Federal Court ahead of her hotly anticipated testimony. She could take the stand as soon as today. No update just yet. Cassie has not been seen today, though she was pictured in New York City last Wednesday ahead of the trial's opening. She's 8 months pregnant with the couple's third child. So the wad of cash that Sean Diddy Combs allegedly handed a hotel security guard was 100% a bribe to keep hidden the caught-on-video beating the fallen music mogul unleashed on then-girlfriend and R&B singer. Israel Flores was pressed by Combs' lawyer, Brian Steele, about the stack of money that the Bad Boy Records founder allegedly handed him before asking him to take care of this after he allegedly beat Cassie Ventura in 2016. "You used the word that it was a bribe," Steele asked Flores, who was the security guard at the hotel at the time. He says, 100%. Flores said, who now is an officer for the Los Angeles PD. The Fed's second witness is Daniel Phillip, a male S worker who testified that he was paid to have sex with the R&B singer Cassie while her then boyfriend Sean Diddy Combs watched. Phillip described the sexual encounter that took place in a room at the Gramercy Park Hotel in Manhattan sometime in 2012. Cassie Ventura handed him a few thousand dollars to rub baby oil on her and give her a massage before the two had sex while Combs pleasured himself, Phillip told the jury. The male S worker Daniel Phillip testified that during the sessions with singer Cassie Ventura, then and her then boyfriend Sean Diddy Combs would tell him to use more baby oil. He would say, "Y'all need to rub more baby oil on each other. You don't have enough," Phillips recalled Combs telling him during his encounters with Cassie that took place at hotels and at Combs' home in Manhattan. On the first incident in 2012, the Bad Boy Records founder, wearing a white robe, baseball cap, and bandana over the bottom half of his face, told Phillip that he worked in the import-export business, but Phillip said when Combs spoke, he instantly recognized him as the prolific music producer. Diddy used the camcorder and cell phone to record one or two of the sexual encounters between Cassie Ventura and the male S worker. Daniel Phillip said that Combs also asked for his driver's license and took a photo of it. "He took my driver's license and took a photo of it. He said it was just for insurance, just in case," Phillip testified. But Phillip said that Combs' demeanor, he understood it as the music mogul threatening him. According to the New York Post, and this was posted just an hour ago, they said Daniel Phillip told jurors that he was paid as much as $6,000 for these sessions with the singer Cassie Ventura and her then boyfriend Diddy. Phillip said that he got paid between $700 to the upwards of $5,000 or $6,000 every time that he and Cassie engaged in these marathons that could last up to 10 hours. And if he couldn't perform properly, sometimes he wasn't paid anything. Oh my gosh. Daniel Phillip continued his testimony about being present when Sean Diddy Combs beat up his then girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, just because she had fallen, just because she told the fallen music mogul to hold on after he called her over. Phillip said that the Bad Boy Records founder chucked a bottle towards Cassie and then grabbed her by the hair and started dragging her into the bedroom. Combs flew off the handle after Cassie told him to hold on. Mr. Combs is basically saying, B, when I tell you to come here, you come, not later. Let me continue. So Daniel Phillip testified that one time during one of their encounters with Cassie at Marlboro Essex House Hotel, he heard Sean Diddy beating his then girlfriend in another room. After having sex with Ventura, Phillip said that he went to the bedroom with Combs while the S worker was in the living room. So out of nowhere, I could hear Cassie yelling, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And then I could hear again that someone was being slapped around and slapped around the room. So they said during opening statements this morning, prosecutor Emily Johnson said that Sean Diddy Combs paid $100,000 to bury the now infamous video of him assaulting Cassie at that Los Angeles hotel. Combs allegedly slipped the cash to a hotel security guard to keep the sickening 2016 footage hush hush. It was ultimately obtained and published by CNN, as you know, last year. So let me refresh this just to see. I'm giving you guys an update in regards to what's been playing out in the courtroom, and there is more. All right. And this is more in regards to Diddy's family arriving. Okay. So there was another update. I think they're going to be in court until like 5 p.m. All right. And the family left the court early in regards to this while the trial was still going on. All right. So the Daniel Phillip testified one time that during their session. Oh, wait. Okay, I read that already. Let me go back. Okay, here we go. So Daniel Phillip testified that he believed that singer Cassie Ventura was in real danger and told her to leave her then boyfriend, Sean Diddy Combs, after witnessing the music mogul rough her up twice. "I asked her why she was staying with this guy if he's hitting her and beating her like this," Phillip recounted. "I tried to explain to her that she's in real danger if she stays with him." Phillip told the jury that he never went to the police over his concerns because that he was scared of the Bad Boy Records founder, who took a photo of his driver's license as a threat. "This was someone with unlimited power, and chances are that even if I did go to the police, I still might be losing my life." And there's been talk and conversations that Diddy had influence and power in a variety of different places, including the police department. Guys, we're going to continue to follow this story, but I wanted to give you a little bit of an update in regards to the jury selection and the prosecution and defense in regards to their opening statements and what is happening on the witness stand as we speak. Guys, we're going to continue to follow the story. And if you want to continue to get these updates, make sure that you subscribe, like, and make sure you turn your notifications on so you don't miss out on breaking news here on the channel.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give the Kempire 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And as always, for more information on everything Kempire Radio Network, head on over to KempireRadio.com.